Hey, thanks everyone for taking the time to listen to our very special all-staff Christmas podcast. Just a friendly reminder that if you're looking for any details, hotel, timelines, what we're going to be doing, all the things, you can check out our website at thesalmonfoundation.org/Christmas2023. So all you RVPs out there, make sure you know all the details. We're looking forward to seeing you in town. So this morning, I'm so excited because I have a very, very special guest. Our very own Megan Rawlings is not technically in the studio, but in the studio remote in Ohio. How are you doing, Megan?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you? You should be a radio DJ.
It's been a lot of fun. I love getting to know people this way. It's been fun.
Yeah, you need to host your own podcast or something. Like, you've got it down.
Well, thanks. I mean, I don't know if I have like the tone of my voice, maybe like some little tweaks there, like make me sound like Taylor Swift. So I'm a little bit cooler.
No,
but it's a lot of fun. So
I think you've got it. You don't need any tweaks. You got this.
Well, thanks. How are you? How's Ohio? How's Plantgiving? I also heard a rumor that you were on the best team here at the Salomon Foundation. Is that true?
Well, you asked three questions, so I'm gonna answer each of those. Ohio okay. is beautiful, and it's finally cold, so it feels like winter.
Nice.
What was your second? Plantgiving is fantastic. Whoa! Plantgiving is fantastic. I don't know how I did that. That was cool. And the best team? Yes, I am. I'm on the best team. It's a one-man team, and it was such an amazing team that the marketing team wanted to collaborate and bring our departments together so that we could be the super most bestest.
Yeah, I'm glad we're finally getting to the truth, because a lot of people think that you've been joining the marketing team, but it's really that the marketing team has been joining the plan giving team.
I'm just glad
jumping
we're
on your wagon.
Finally expressing this to everyone, because I tried to be really humble about it, but it's time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also, like, I know we're going to jump into the year, but I mean, staff issues. I mean, I've heard you've had the worst staff issues. Your employees have been rough, challenging, just insubordinate.
They've been very hard to manage. That was my Kelly Kapoor, like, I'm a department of one and I am very challenging to manage.
Yeah.
I mean, it's accurate.
No, you're great. Yeah.
Lots of fights, insecurities, but it, you know what, it all works out because God is good. So yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Well, I mean, I didn't really think about this now until we're talking about it, but it really has been very divine, because you actually brought you introduced Shay to the Salomon Foundation, the marketing team. So as we've been collaborating, it's been a very natural, like, you knew Renee before, you know Shay now. So it's kind of like we're friends hanging out and just kind of doing the kingdom of God together.
Did you just call me a friend? Did I just
shoot. I'm going to have to edit that. I'm going to have to edit that part out. So
yeah. So it's been really cool because my best friend in the entire world is Megan Kemp. And she was on marketing. And we were best friends before I was hired. So it was really cool. And then she left, and that was like, oh no. But then Shay and I are really, really close. And so I was like, hey, you need to apply for this job so I can have another best friend on staff.
Yeah. What a great way to do it. Like, let's just hire all of our best friends and just work out with the people we love.
And then you and I became friends on a trip before I was hired. So we already had that friendship as well from discussing theology and worship. So that was fun.
That's true. Well, I wanted to be. You definitely hijacked my wife. And so you guys became besties. And I just felt
left
out.
I'm only best friends with girls and like my husband. So, but you can be my friend. So
nice. Well, I do want to talk a little bit about this year, 2023, next year. So tell me about what's been happening in 2023 for you. Any big highlights, big stories? What's been going on in your world?
Yeah. So as some people may know and some people might not know, anything that has to do with development, which is a fancy way of saying fundraising, or planned giving, which is long-term fundraising, money like that often, most of the time, always, let's just call it what it is, always comes in at the end of the year. So it often looks like that I don't work for 8 months. And then in the last, like, you know, what is it, 4 months, I just work my butt off and get all the money we need. But the truth is, the whole first part of the year, you're wining and dining and building relationships so that 1 week out of the year, everyone can give you money. And so that week was last week, literally Friday. All the gifts came in and I just cried all weekend out of gratitude for God, because every year we have such ambitious goals because we're the Salomon Foundation. That's what we do. And yeah. every year I get on my knees and I beg God at the beginning of the year, I can't do it, but you can, but I need you to do it in a way where I can't steal your glory because I know myself and I will try. And every year he delivers. And I've said this a million times. I always feel like one year he's just going to throw me a bone and let me like be able to be like, I did that, but he hasn't yet.
Right.
So it's probably for the best.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know you've been praying for that too. Like really just making sure God gets the glory, that he's in all of it. And you also said something too. You said a keyword, relationships, because Planned Giving's, for those that don't know, we have a lot of new staff. Planned Giving's only been around for, this is our second full year, right? Yeah. Going full Planned Giving. So the relationship thing is super key in all of this.
Yeah. So I was hired August of 2021, and there was no Planned Giving department. So basically the ending of 2021 and the beginning of 2022, we really fought hard to establish vehicles for people to give through. All of our paperwork and everything was really fine-tuned during that time. And then, thank God, you know, we have the end of the year for 2022 where God came through, and now it's the end of the year for 2023. And once again, he came through, because I honestly believe that if we work as hard as we can and give him glory, he'll see it through the way that he thinks is best.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you've done a lot of ton of work, and I know even just the relationship side, like, what does that even look like? And I know you got super creative. I'm just going to interject one of my own highlights. I don't know if this is actually one of yours, but one of mine has been just all the golf scrambles that you've been putting together. I mean, that's such a huge relationship building, like on the golf course, hanging out, doing life together for all that time. So yeah. How have the scrambles been going?
Yeah. So scrambles are so much fun. I am a golfer, but I'm not good enough to like golf with people yet. So it's really cool to like pretend like I'm a golfer, you know, I have the lingo mm-hmm. and the outfits, but I don't have to prove myself. So that's great.
Right. Right.
But yeah, so golf scrambles are a great way for networking, because you can bring new clients with our current clients, and that just gives us opportunity to be introduced to more people so that we can, talk to them about what Solomon's doing and how the kingdom of God is being impacted by that. And then, you know, they just throw money at us. It's crazy.
That's awesome. Well, any other highlights? What else? Yeah. Well, what else has been going on for 2023?
So in 2023, that's what this year is. I traveled a lot with Doug and Ryan and did a lot of dinners with them. And I know this sounds crazy, but I have the best time with them and the RVPs. It's really fun to... just, I don't get to see a lot of people in the office. And so it's always good to kind of get updates and hang out and build relationships with the staff too, and not just our clientele.
Yeah. I heard Ryan's actually kind of has a good sense of humor. Like he's actually pretty funny.
No.
Is that true?
No.
No.
No, I'm kidding.
We'll let him keep believing that then.
Yeah. You just keep thinking that, buddy. No, he's great. And the best part is, he dishes it out as much as he can. Like, he can take it, but he's not going to let you get away with it.
Yeah.
And I like to tease him all the time about how he hurts my feelings when he does that. And he's like, Megan, if you're going to dish it out, you got to be able to take it. So, yeah. No, he's a lot of fun to banter with.
Yeah. And I know you and Doug have a good relationship. Have you had a lot of stage time with Doug this last year? Because I know you guys kind of do in tandem your guys' talks. Has there been a lot of fun stuff there too?
Yeah, for sure. So anytime he gives a presentation, he always lets me present the Planned Giving side, and so that's always fun to do a presentation with him, because he's just the best. He gets my sense of humor, and he lets me be me. He doesn't try to put me in a box, and that's fun.
Yeah You really do work with a great team when you're on the road. It's I think you kind of round it all out too, right? Just kind of added all the personalities. It's just a really good flow. Just a really good time.
Yeah. Well, we have a good time. And the RVPs are so much fun too. Because they're all like former pastors. And so, you know, I love that, because I just sit there and tell them all my woes. And I'm like, will you pray for me and not tell anyone? And I guess.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned earlier having a good week. Did you actually want to talk about numbers or any of that highlights, or are we just going to leave it? Or is that going to be left for a surprise later?
Oh, what are some of those? What should we do? All I'll say is I had a goal and we went over it. That's all I'll say.
There you go.
We went over it on Friday. So planned giving is ending the year in the black. How about that?
Finally.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. We were in the red until, you know, the end of November, early December. So that was stressful. But that's the nature of fundraising.
Yeah, well, there's a lot going on with just Giving Tuesday. People are looking at their finances and finding places to give. So It all just kind of makes sense that a lot of stuff kind of ramp up in that last quarter.
Yeah, and when people give big gifts the way that they do, because when we, with the Solomon Foundation, we do have a higher clientele. And so the gifts we get are 5 and 6 figures usually at the end of the year. And because of that, that's going to be a huge tax write off for folks. Yeah. And so they want to see what their taxes look like so they know how much to give and all of that. So that's another reason why a lot of the end of year gifts are the way that they are. Did I say 5 and six? I meant 6 and 7.
Yeah. I think you said 5 and 6, but yeah.
Well, whatever. Regardless, God blessed us through these people who are honoring him with their stewardship.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Well, I know because you do work remote, you know, we don't get the, I mean, I get to see you every week, but most people don't. And then the people that also work remote, they get to see you even less. So, or maybe some of them more, but is there any like need to knows? Like, some people even haven't even met you yet before that. We know we have some new staff here the last couple quarters here, last half of the year. Yeah. Any need to knows that's going on that you just, they need to be aware of?
Yes, absolutely. Need to know that I am working at the beginning of the year. Even though nothing comes until the end of the year. No, I keep joking about that, but I think that's slightly because my personality as an achiever, that really stresses me out. No, need to know. So this year, we have an end of year giving campaign, which will be going through the rest of December, and it is called Each One Reach One. And so what we're trying to do is recruit ambassadors, and these ambassadors will help us spread the word of planned giving and Solomon as a whole to their friends and family and their network. And they'll get a really cool lapel pin. And it's a really great program because we're inviting people in to a more intimate level of partnership with the Solomon Foundation. And people love to be a part of something that's doing something. And so this program, Each One Reach One, is establishing that for folks so we can have ambassadors who represent us and help us with our marketing. So,
yeah. Is it fair to say that the Each One Reach One campaign is kind of like trying to find our TSF influencers?
Yes.
You know, is that kind of a more modern way of saying that?
Yeah, that's a great way to say it. Yeah. We're looking for influencers.
Yeah, those influencers, the TSF influencers. Where are you out there?
And if anybody staff would like to be an ambassador and get the really cool lapel pin, you just have to commit to praying for us, being at events that are in your area, telling your family and friends about us, and giving a donation. And that donation can be anywhere from $5 to $1 million or more. So
nice. Yeah. It seems like a great program. I mean, especially with the pin, you get to hang out with Megan. Yeah. I mean, what a great program you have going on.
That's, you know, I don't like to toot my own horn, but
toot toot. Nice. Well, any other need to knows that maybe people aren't aware of? Or is that kind of the main one right there?
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess I could always like dive into what is planned giving in all of our vehicles, but I think that's probably going to be best served if while I'm in town. If you guys want to know more about what I do or some of the things that you can help with in my department, let's have a conversation while I'm there because it's really easiest to explain everything one-on-one. So if you have questions, we can answer them.
Nice. Yeah, we'll be looking for Megan. She'll be here, is it Sunday through Wednesday or Monday through Wednesday?
Sunday through Saturday.
Sunday. She'll be here the whole stinking week. So make sure you get some time, take her out to go golfing, to go get some coffee, go karaokeing, whatever you need to do, or just see her at staff stuff.
Yeah.
And get to know her a little bit.
I do enjoy very karaoke, cool. So karaoke night, I'm down.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, you have a pretty good voice. I've gone karaokeing with you, so I can vouch for, that's a good time.
No. When we karaoke, guys, I put on a show. Okay, it's a whole thing.
Exactly. So expect a performance.
For sure.
Nice. Well, what does next year look like for you? Is there goals to grow the team? Are you going to find more friends or recruit them to TSF? Or are you going to have different financial goals? Yeah, what's 2024 look like for you?
Yeah, so 2024, we goal-wise, I don't know. I guess it depends on the kingdom builder. If you guys keep bringing in money, I got to keep bringing in money. So
right now, got to keep up. That's the goal.
Yeah, just to keep up with the investment team. So, and what I mean by that, for those who don't know, with planned giving, I have to maintain 5% of whatever investments brings in. So if you guys bring in $1 billion in investments, I have to have 5% of that $1 billion, yeah, which is a fortune. I'm not the math person. Luckily, I don't deal with the money. That would be our accounting, yeah, team. I just ask for it. So
yeah.
Yeah. But keeping up with our RVPs and investment team, number one, that's a huge goal. It's a good goal and it's a fun goal. And yeah, I don't know about growing the team. I would love to, but I don't know if that's in the cards. I shouldn't have said that. I don't know if that's in God's plan.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So we'll see. I don't know. I'm open. I'm open to anything. Oh, I'm adopting a baby in 2024.
What?
I know.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so I guess my team is growing.
Yeah, yeah, the little Rawlings team.
Maybe I can like zoom people and be like, we need money. Look at this kid. He's so hungry.
That's the real, yeah, the motivation right there.
Where are you adopting from? They won't pay me. Look, this baby's so hungry. No, they would never do that. We have a great, great leadership.
Yeah, where are you adopting from?
Uganda.
Uganda, okay.
Uganda, be kidding me.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. Well, congratulations on that.
Thanks.
Yeah. So you guys all ready for Christmas? It's just around the corner here. Do you guys have your tree set up? You guys got everything ready to get rock and roll?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't really do trees or decorations because it's a pagan ritual, but no, okay. I'm totally kidding. We have a tree. I don't set it up because I have dogs and no kids, but now we have a kid coming. So we're going to have to get used, yeah, to that. I watch a lot of Christmas movies. I love cheesy Hallmark Christmas movies. And if you guys, yeah, ever want to like have a good podcast to listen to, Deck the Hallmark, it's like,
okay,
these guys sit around, they watch Hallmark movies and they talk about them and it's hilarious. So there's your shout out for the year.
Yeah, so what's your top, like, this is the best Christmas movie in the world. Like, if you're going to watch one Christmas movie this year, this is the one you have to watch.
Mm.
What is that for Megan Rawlings?
Die Hard.
Die Hard. There you go. You're the second person who said that.
I was kidding, obviously.
I'm dead serious. You were the second person who said that so far.
It's not even a Christmas movie. Whatever. My husband's like, actually, probably... It's a Wonderful Life. It just,
yeah,
that's a good one, you know?
Yeah.
That's one like you gotta watch.
Yeah.
Or Elf. I mean, that one's silly. So I guess, you know, we'll go from an extreme to another.
There you go. Are you a big Home Alone fan?
You know, I was literally had it in the background today. It's the first time I've watched it in years. But okay. I have been listening to the soundtrack and watching it because of my new bestie, Heather. She was just like,
oh yeah,
this is like the best soundtrack. And I was like, really? And it's John Williams. And I was like, oh my gosh, why have I never thought to listen to this? But I also, yeah, I love the Peanuts soundtrack for Christmas.
Oh, there you go. All the Charlie Brown stuff.
Yeah, it's really good.
It is very nice. Gets you in the mood.
Yeah, it does.
The Christmas feels. What about singing? Do you have any Christmas songs that you love that you're just like... singing around your house, or maybe you put on other than the Christmas Charlie Brown Christmas
album? I have three go-tos.
Ooh,
I know.
Okay.
You weren't expecting that, were you?
No, I'm glad though.
My number one favorite Christmas carol of all time is O Holy Night, and if I really,
okay,
think about it while I'm singing it, like I just bawl because it has such like,
yeah,
great reverence to it. The second is I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day.
Nice.
Have you heard that?
Yep.
Oh my gosh. And if you're going to listen to a version, listen to Switchfoot's version of it. It's just really,
okay,
good. Really good. And of course,
go,
my third is O Come All You Unfaithful by Sovereign Grace.
Yeah.
And it basically talks about like whatever you're struggling with, just come. Christ is born for you.
Yeah. So you kind of get very like Jesus centered when it comes to Christmas. Like I expected some more like fun, floofy, like Santa baby, you know, grandma got ran over by a reindeer, you know, because you're so fun. But you went like really serious there for a second.
Yeah, Christmas is my holiday, you know, and it's,
yeah,
I take it very seriously, just really thinking about the incarnation and like what God left to come and do. And it's just, I don't know. I take that pretty seriously around this time.
Yeah. All the time. By ending here, is there anything you want to say to all those pagans out there that do have their Christmas tree set up and that are, you know, all this stuff? Which is everybody. Just kidding.
I'm praying for you. No, kidding. No, I love teasing about it. I have a Christmas tree and I do all the things. Like, I don't think you're going to help. That's what I'm going to say.
All right, so it's been so fun. I'm so glad I get to work with you, let alone that I get to hang out with you every week in our marketing meetings. But thanks for taking the time today, Megan. It's been awesome getting to know you more and hearing about Planned Giving.
Yeah, can't wait to see you guys. And I'm going to have Christmas presents for everyone, so you better have one for me too. I'm just kidding. Kind of.
All right, everyone, get your Christmas gifts out. Get them ready for Megan Rawlings. She'll be here next week. Thanks, Megan.